While Gillian Clark whips up a career here in Washington, Tony Amato is winding down his in New York. For 61 seasons, he's been making indie music with tenors and mezzos at the scruffy Amato Opera, just down the street from the legendary nightclub CBGB's. Lara Pellegrinelli chronicles the last days of the Amato Opera.
It's hard to imagine how seedy the Bowery once was, now that it's home to million-dollar condos and demure boutiques. When Tony Amato bought a building that housed a church mission and restaurant supply shop back in 1964, friends couldn't believe he was going to produce opera amid the saloons and flophouses.
The building, it was an old loft building, derelicts, sleeping, although they were all very nice to me. I treated all these derelicts with kindness and warmth, and they loved me. But I had to clean the sidewalk every day.
Several decades and thousands of performances later, it's his patrons who can't believe the 88-year-old has finally decided to retire.
They have a feeling for opera that I have not seen at La Scala. I have not seen it at the Metropolitan.
And Matthew Gruen has frequented both. He's been coming to the Amato since 1957, when it was a converted movie house. Now it's in a narrow 107-seat theater, and Gruen says size matters.
It made you feel like the circle in the square, that you were in the opera, that it was part of your life. The intimacy that you don't feel at the Metropolitan.
Amato was just a boy when his family left its village on Italy's Amalfi Coast in 1927. They settled in New Haven, Connecticut. All four of his brothers worked as musicians.
So my father says, no, you're going to be a businessman. So I managed my father's restaurant, my father's butcher market and groceries. So I learned how to handle people.
But Tony Amato wanted to be a tenor, like his idol Enrico Caruso.
I became so interested in singing, so when I shut the butcher market at 7 o'clock, I would run to the local maestro and learn my operas and steady voice.
Amato began to tour alongside stars from the major opera companies, but he eventually landed a job with the American Theater Wing, the organization that gives the Tony Awards. He taught veterans on the GI Bill, and he started his own company so those aspiring singers would have a place to perform. His late wife, Sally, who was also a singer, created scenery, sewed costumes, and handled the lighting.
All of the city knows Dr. Bartolo. As for that Figaro...
Figaro!
The Amato Opera is still a training ground for young singers. Each production runs for about a dozen performances and may use up to six different casts, giving lots of people a turn on stage. They all benefit from Tony Amato's precise direction and mostly patient tutelage.
I just sell what I purchase. I echo what they all say, not adding in the slightest.
Really?
Really?
Yeah, don't wait all day.
Amato is a taskmaster. Moving around the stage, he demonstrates the gestures and facial expressions that make good opera good theater. The singers only get paid a small honorarium for their labor, but ask anyone and they'll say they'd do anything for Maestro Amato.
I have homemade peanut butter cookies that I did this morning.
Lorraine Davidson mans a homely concession stand at the back of the theater. She's singing Marcellina in the current production of The Marriage of Figaro. She's also the house baker.
This is so typical of Tony. He goes, Davidson, can you bake? And I went, no. And he goes, would you like to try? Let me think it over, Tony. Let me sleep on it. I'll call you tomorrow. And the next day I went, how can I lose? I'll be with Tony Amato and I'll be in a perfect atmosphere, opera, which I love. I've also sung here for 28 years.
She's not alone. On the final night of each production, the entire cast and crew, even the divas, stay to straighten the set.
Okay, now Joseph get on one side and then Don can come down and get
right.
The other.
Right. Dolan and do it all on his own, man.
scenery gets passed hand over fist from the tiny stage up to the balcony, where it's carried up the stairs to the third floor for storage. The reward for their labor isn't just the pleasure of working with Tony Amato. It comes with a plate full of his famous meatballs.
The trick is the meatballs have to soak in the sauce to get the sauce into it. Slow, slow, everything slowly at a low flame. Adagio, go slow. Lento, lento.
With heavy stomachs and heavier hearts, everyone gathers near the stage after the Amato's next-to-last production for a toast offered by singer Craig Wohl.
We appreciate the love you've shown us, even when you yell at us. And we are a family, dysfunctional or not. We are a family. And no matter where any of us go, we'll always have the Amato opera to look back to and a memory. So you, Tony, long health.
Tomorrow, after the Amato's final performance of The Marriage of Figaro, they'll strike the sets, clean their plates, and raise their glasses one last time. For NPR News, I'm Lara Pellegrinelli in New York.
Rosario e buon mercato.